بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ما شاء الله. This chapter of the Quran Kareem has 8 verses. It's a Makki surah and it's one of the early Meccan revealed chapters. And it's strongly linked to the next chapter. And interestingly, it's a chapter we read very often in our salahs. It's a chapter we read very, very often in our salahs. It's chapter 102. Because we did 101, now we're doing 102. In this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ. Now what happens here is, takathur in Arabic refers to, let's remember it, kathir. Kathir is to acquire more. Kathir is to want more. Right? So takathur is to compete with the next person in wanting more. Takathur. Kathir, to want more, to aspire to have more, to compete with the next person in having more. Tafa'ul. It means to race. It's not just wanting more, but to compete with the next. So Allah says, this competition, because obviously this competition is investing in something that's not forever. It's not guaranteed for us. We don't even know if we're going to get the returns. And we chasing behind it, and as we mentioned earlier, Allah says, invest by me. By me, I'll give it to you best. I'll give you guaranteed the returns. I'll give it to you when you need it most. The returns are much more, many times its fold, from 10 to 70. And in certain scenarios, to 700. And then sometimes 700,000, depending on ikhlas, depending on occasions, meaning unlimited amount of times does Allah give returns. And imagine the returns when we become a means of bringing it into someone else. As long as that person does it and he imparts it unto others, the returns just carry on increasing. So here, this kathir is to want more and be better than the other. Like, I must have more in my bank. I must have a better degree. And in the Arab context of the past, my children must be more educated. If they're using it for Allah's deen, that's a different context. But just for the worldly pleasure and for the worldly pomp and glory, Allah says, this takathur, this competition has averted you from the truth. Al-haakum has kept you away from the truth. Al-haakum al-takathur. And humanity doesn't want to wake up from this reality. Hatta zurtumul maqabir, until you visit the graves. So one is literally a person visits the grave, that he dies. That's one mannerism of visiting the grave. Metaphorically is death. When a person dies, then he realizes that, hey, you know what? I was hankering behind something that was useless, that was baseless. And literally meaning visiting the grave. The more a person visits the grave, then the realization dawns upon a person. Do you know how many people had so much in this world, but nothing has gone with them? So, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَخَابِرُ. According to the context, the best meaning here is, a person carries on chasing and hankering until he dies. That's when the realization dawns upon him. That, you know what? I was chasing something that has no returns whatsoever. That's when the realization dawns upon us, but then it is too late. Al-haakum al-takathur, wanting more. This competition. Hatta zurtum al-maqabir. Until Allah tells us, zurtum, you then visit the graves in this manner that you pass away. And that's when we realize that, hey, I wasted my life. Hatta zurtum al-maqabir. Allah says, kalla. Now, kalla is an interesting word. What it means is indeed. And when kalla is connected to the previous statement in Quran, it means never. That should not be our attitude. So the previous habit that we only wake up when we die, Allah says, no ways. That should not be the attitude of the believer. A believer must wake up in this world and realize that I got a purpose, I got a goal. And that is to make Allah happy, fulfill His rights to the best of my ability, seeking His assistance, and not look down upon any of Allah's creation. So Allah says, kalla, that should not be our attitude. Kalla, sawfa ta'lamun. And look at the verse. When it's connected to the next statement, it has another meaning. Indeed, soon you will come to know. So the same kalla, when connected to the previous statement, means Never. That should not be our attitude. When connected to the forthcoming statement, it means something else. Soon you will come to know indeed. Then again you will come to know in reality. كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ. Verily, if you knew with certainty, yaqeen, ilm of certainty, that definitely if we don't change, لَتَرَوُنَّ. From the word رَآ يَرَى is to see. That you will definitely see this blazing hellfire. لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ. So we notice these last surahs of the Quran speak a lot about hellfire. They are warnings. It's Allah's mercy that He's warning us about something that's very severe. That we save ourselves, save our families and save the world. لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ. That definitely if we don't wake up before it's too late, Allah says to us, you will definitely see hellfire. ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينِ. Then you will see it with definite certainty. So you get عِلْمُ الْيَقِينِ, عَيْنُ الْيَقِينِ, حَقُّ الْيَقِينِ. One is عِلْمُ الْيَقِينِ. Someone told us, for example, someone said, you know what, a fire broke out. Allah forbid, maybe somewhere nearby, Fernwood, wherever. Somewhere in Lenniston. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. An example. So we heard the information. That's عِلْمُ الْيَقِينِ. Obviously, if the source is of substance and truthfulness, that's ilm al yaqeen. Then ayn al yaqeen is a person went there. He said, no man, this man has substance, but it can't be. I just passed there half an hour ago as I was coming to the masjid. Let me go myself and see for myself. And that is ilm al yaqeen. Are you with me? That is ayn al yaqeen. First is ilm al yaqeen, knowledge. Then is ayn al yaqeen. The next level is a person says, no man, am I seeing a dream? Is this real? He goes right there and he feels the heat of it. And that's the next level. Haqqul yaqeen. That's the three levels of yaqeen and certainty. The other point to take note of is here, Allah save us. Allah says, if we don't wake up before it's too late, Allah says, definitely you will see jaheem, the blazing fire of hell. Jaheem. This word in Arabic is an interesting word. It comes from the word jahma. And jahma is the glare and the shine and the deadly reality of the stare of the lion. So Quran is equating hellfire to the stare of the lion. You know, a person just wakes up and he sees a lion. It happened a few times to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but obviously their iman was a different level. Listen, remember, I love to give the Sahaba incidents as well. So one Sahabi is Safina. He was somewhere in some wilderness and there was one church that was empty. He went in and rested there. And basically he got lost from his army. So as he was resting inside there, he dozed off. And a lion came in there. He sees the lion. He says, you know what? I am a Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You can't do anything to me. Imagine Sahaba's reaction. Anyway, the lion then spoke to him. An amazing report. He says, I have been sent to you to tell you that you must tell Muawiyah radiallahu anhu that he's a Jannati. What an interesting report. It happened to Abdullah bin Umar as well. And there he was in Africa and a lion came and the people were petrified. And he approached that lion. He grabbed it by the ear and said, just get away because you're harming the people and you're terrorizing them. That's also another. And then he said to the people, let's see, when we place our trust in Allah, Allah will not leave us to makhluk and creation. But when we fear from makhluk and we rely on makhluk, Allah will leave us to makhluk. Sahaba's level. So here Allah is saying, definitely if we don't wake up, you will see the blazing fire of hell with certainty. And then you will most definitely be questioned. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You will definitely be questioned on that day about the bounties of Allah that He blessed us with in this world. Whatever bounty Allah gave us. Cold water. Alhamdulillah. That's why we have to make shukr. A food, meals, a family, shelter. These are not things that... These are Allah's favors. SubhanAllah, it's quite an interesting report. That even a person having a helper at home is a ni'mah of Allah. Helpers, khidmah, having a partner, having shelter, all these. Allah is going to question us. That how did we use these bounties? Did we appreciate children, this environment, masjids, hearing the adhan, the faculties that we enjoy in our limbs, all these are bounties. That's why we have to make so much and so much of shukr. 360 charities minimum per day. So Naim means Allah's bounties. Allah tells us, you're going to be questioned about the bounties. That's why there's an incident under this ayah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to the masjid. Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar were there. You know why? Shocking is they were there in the masjid because they were hungry. It was siesta time. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came there, he says, what's the matter? So they didn't say. He knew. So he took them to visit one sahabi, Abu al-Haytham ibn al-Tayyihan. You know Abu al-Haytham? Amazing sahabi. He wasn't there. His wife called them in. They said, I sent for Abu al-Haytham. He'll come now. Anyway, when Abu al-Haytham realized Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is there, he came. He welcomed them. He made them comfortable. Then he went to the backyard. He had a date palm tree. He took a cluster. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, take a few dates. He says, no, I want your... A whole cluster is like... A date palm tree has about 5 or 6 clusters. If you take out a few dates, more dates will grow. But if you take out the whole cluster, you're only getting another cluster next season. His extreme joy, he took out the whole unqud, the whole cluster. And he presented. He says, I want you all to eat every type of dates. Now there's fresh date, there's a ripe date, there's an unripe... The unripe date actually tastes like a coconut. Each one has its own delicacy and taste. The rutab is the fresh one. It's so much in it. He presented this to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then he went. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what are you doing? He said, I'm slaughtering something for you. Even if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was to stop him, he was not prepared to listen. Because of his enthusiasm of hospitality and appreciation for who came. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then please, don't slaughter one sheep that gives you milk, please. He rushed and he slaughtered one sheep. And he prepared it. And his wife helped him with the roti. And they presented it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent some for Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. But he said to Sahaba, see, all these bounties Allah gave us, we're going to be asked about it. That's why let's appreciate Allah and let's use it for Allah and let's give for Allah. So we can enjoy the bounties of Allah. But remember, it is a test. And remember, it's from Allah. Remember, Allah gave it to us. So first we have to appreciate Allah and then appreciate those around us who make these bounties so comfortable also. To realize our objective is the next surah now. To wake up. To realize our purpose in life. And I'm not going to discuss the next surah now because that's next week's responsibility and quota. But that's 4 duties Allah gives us. So to wake up and realize our purpose in life, because Allah says in this surah, Alhaakumu takathur, the chase has kept you away from what is not mentioned. From what has it kept us away is mentioned in the next surah. 4 duties. That's every believer's duty. I want you to learn what it is. The 4 do's, and then comes the 4 don'ts. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.